The market has a lot of people on edge, and it should, because, well, there are a few things that are looking good. There are a lot of things looking that they're a little more troublesome. And right now, we're going to look at one of them. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life, the part of the show where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And the idea here is that, well, at the surface level, you can take a look at a lot of things, see some numbers that might be impressive, think,
you are so good looking,
and come away with a false picture of what's actually happening. Because when you look at one basic question,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And you dig in at the footnotes level, like they do at New Constructs, you sometimes find out that the picture is misleading. And if it's misleading and working against you, that's going to make a security dangerous. If it works in your favor, if quite honestly at the surface level things look maybe ugly, and quite honestly underneath when you dig through, they're better than they seem, that would make something attractive. If you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all their Danger Zone picks, so you can get more information on anything you hear us discuss here. Joining me now, it's Kyle Guskey, investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, thanks for being back on the show.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Wells Fargo Specialized Technology Fund.
Danger, danger.
Wells Fargo Specialized Technology, that's ticker symbol WFSTX. Technology's been a spot in the market that's actually been a bright spot even throughout the troubles that we had earlier in the year. So why is this a dark spot in that otherwise sector of light?
So this is a little bit sector, a little bit of the actual fund here. We know that, you know, tech has been that outperformer, but we also know it is extremely top-heavy. When we looked at core earnings across the tech sector, we saw that five companies accounted for almost 60% of the sector's entire earnings. So you've got a lot of very, you know, less profitable companies, companies facing significant competitive disadvantages, but they're being priced just as high as a lot of these other tech companies that are actually highly profitable. So in this case, we've got the sector issue there, but then the fund is unfortunately allocating to a lot of these overvalued tech stocks. We've got a huge allocation to our unattractive or worse rated stocks, very little allocation to attractive rated stocks, and that really shows up in the valuation compared to the benchmark and the overall market. You've got a case where sector is a little top heavy, which leaves a lot of overvalued companies, and then the fund is overly allocated to those very expensive companies. And then you add it all up and it makes a very unattractive rating for the overall fund.
In terms of how the fund is going to perform, you've got unattractive stocks in a hot sector. Help us understand how this shapes up. I mean, are there attractive funds in technology where the valuations are right? And what do you expect as performance differences? Because I think my audience is pretty attuned to how you guys evaluate stocks. And obviously, you load up a fund with dangerous stocks, you're going to have dangerous performance. But help us understand why this is an outlier amid technology.
Yeah, so it's really, you know, we obviously look at the expectations baked into a stock price, and we do that for all the holdings in that fund. So we kind of see that this fund is really full of stocks that are priced to perfection. We looked at specifically OKTA, ticker OKTA. Its current valuation implies that it will take, you know, almost 30% of its total addressable market compared to less than 1% right now. So you see that as kind of representative of the holdings in this fund. You've got holdings that imply they were going to take massive market share in their respective markets. A lot of times they're competing against each other. So it kind of makes it almost impossible to achieve those expectations. And so what we see is in these momentum-driven names, tech companies specifically, is when that growth story stops or when that story of leveraging the software and kind of stuff ends, it can come crashing down very quickly. So we've got outperformance so far this year. The work from home has driven a lot of these tech companies higher. But we kind of see a rotation into more rational analysis once we get kind of through some of the uncertainty here that could lead to some of these overvalued stocks kind of crashing back down to earth a little bit. We saw it recently. The tech company just Fastly, you know, guidance came in below expectations, had a huge drop in stock price. So I think this fund is in those very risky stocks, and it's not the best position to be in the tech sector. There are attractive rated funds in the sector, attractive rated ETFs as well, that would be better risk reward if you're really looking to maximize that in your investment.
And normally we're talking about what happens when the market wakes up and smells the coffee percolating, when we see the catalyst hit home somehow and you get a security, a stock that is overvalued. Is there any way to help my audience understand where this should be? I mean, if we aggregate everything, what's the expectation here on what this fund or what happens to this fund, you know, if the economy's not going great guns, it just keeps raising the tide?
Yeah, we can kind of look, you know, obviously it doesn't, there's not a clear if it falls X percent just because we're looking at an aggregation of the holdings. We can look at, you know, the value of the holdings relative to the economic book value. And right now the price to economic book value of the entire fund is 5.8, which implies, you know, profits will grow by upwards of, you know, four times currently. So, you know, four times overvalued on an economic book value basis there.
So you put it together and that's going to potentially get ugly and dangerous. And that's why Wells Fargo Specialized Technology, ticker symbol WFSTX for the A shares, is this week's pick in the danger zone. Kyle Guskey, thanks so much for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more about their danger zone picks, go to newconstructs.com. You can also check out the most attractive and most dangerous stocks list and more. By the way, they're on Twitter at New Constructs. You can follow them there if you want to make sure you don't miss any of the things that they're doing. Okay, we are heading for home on the Monday, October 19th edition of Money Life. Up next, we're going to be talking thematic investing. Yeah, the hot topics and how it's all put together in a brand new fund with Scott Helfstein, Executive Director of Thematic Investing at ProShares. That's our final big interview right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.